This is Vector Australia. I've just been having a conversation with a lovely lady called Anne, who's too often we, you know, talk to people who have children that have gone missing. And it just, for someone like me who's never been involved with anybody that's gone missing, it's a real eye-opener that there are people out there that are, you know, suffering, families, and so on and so forth. So last week we were talking to a lady that was had a son called
Denise.
Charles. Yeah, Denise. And Charles Horvath went missing in Canada in 1989, I think it was. And Anne's in. Good morning, Anne. And
good morning, Madeline.
You've got a son that's been missing since 1982.
Yes, yes.
You know, which is 29 years.
Absolutely.
Which,
yeah,
you know,
I
would imagine so. I would imagine so. I mean, tell us a little bit about Jeffrey Allen, because as soon as you came in and started talking about Jeffrey Allen, the name didn't ring a bell. But then I looked and thought, blimey, he was exactly the same age as me.
Yes.
He, you know, 1965 he was born,
yes.
Within a few weeks of each other. He would have gone to Lake Middle School?
He went to Sandown High School.
Sandown High, but before that, was it Lake Middle School he went to?
Lake Middle, yes.
Yeah.
No, he was at boarding school before that, because I'd lost my husband in 1961. He died of cancer. And so I'd brought him up and the other two children as well on my own, which a lot of people do, you know.
Okay, so back to 1982, he'd left school there by then?
Yeah.
Working?
Well, no, he was... Can I go through what I've written?
Because of course you can.
It's a long, long time ago, and trying to get my thoughts in order, at my age, I didn't want to leave anything out.
No,
and
sure.
With your permission, I've written a bit that I'd like to say now, and then if I can... You know, if you have any questions, then of course I'll answer.
Okay, if you know, if anybody remembers anything, because this is what it's all about.
Absolutely.
It's all about if you remember anything that you're just about to hear,
yes,
don't hesitate to get in touch.
Yeah, the problem is I don't think he's on the island, because the island is so small. Somebody or something would have, you know, come to the fore. You know, friends or whatever, but nothing. So this is my only opportunity to get onto the mainland, because you feel so alone, you know, so thank you.
That's no problem whatsoever. We were saying you go and have a major operation in a hospital, you have aftercare.
Yeah.
And obviously with the situation that you're in, is you should still have aftercare and somebody to talk to. There
yes.
should be something that you can go to, and you know, some body of people that you can go to and get advice and talk to. Do you feel that you've been looked after in that way in the last 29 years?
I think I've been abandoned. I feel abandoned. I'm sure I haven't been abandoned, but I've had help from missing persons in London. They've done a lot, and I've got this in my list here. And also just recently, Forever Searching, who have done this actually the most to make me feel connected with people, because you feel so isolated.
I bet
you do. In fact, it was... on the tip of my sort of heart not to go to Damien Nettle's evening, because it hurt too much, even after all this time. And then for nothing to happen after trying, it's even worse. It's almost a retro step, because you tell yourself, you know, have hope. But after 29 years, hope is a little dim. And another negative... It's just terrible, you know.
I can only imagine, you know. I say I'm not in, and hopefully never ever be in your position. But we just look at you guys, you people. I mean, we've had so many people come in and go through the same traumatic time. I mean, 29 years is huge. I mean, we've focused on Damien Nettles quite a bit in the last few years.
Of course.
And you think, you know, 15 years of hell. Yours is 29. I mean, good God,
we can only imagine. Through Valerie Nettles and Karen in Forever Searching that actually I've connected with other people. You know, it's just a lonely existence, because you don't wear your heart on your sleeve. You have good moments with your children, your grandchildren, but you never, never, never forget. It's always in the background, you know, and it's, you don't want to keep speaking about Jeff or your son or your daughter, because people after, let's say, 12 months don't want to know. They've got problems of their own. So that then comes back to friends, which are very few, because I keep quite on my own, basically, and family, who, quite honestly, they've had enough at the moment. And, you know, they said, my oldest son, as I've said, well, Mum, as long as he keeps his nose clean, I believe he's out there, you know, somewhere. Mm. And my daughter had a very fire and water relationship with my son. They sort of clashed, you know. But with me, you know, he was always loving and, you know, I you know, that's just it, you know.
Okay. Do you want to tell us your story?
Yes, please. Thank you. Is it Ian?
Ian, yeah.
Ian, sorry, Ian. Thank
<It's all>
you.
<right. laughs>
Yeah, I'm sorry to do this, but because of my age and I'm deaf, I thought it was easier to write something down and then answer any questions. Okay. So here we go. This is about Geoffrey Allen, my son, who was born on the 10th of May, 1965. And at the age of 16 and 3 months, went missing in August 1982. As you know, my name is in full Rosemary Ann Allen, usually known as Anne. And at the time Geoffrey went missing, I was living in Yavaland, which is Yavaland Close, Sandown on the Isle of Wight, with my daughter Carol. Geoffrey went to Sandown High School. At the time he went missing, he was under the social services, who were supposed to be looking after him. He had a flat at Abingdon House in Ryde. He was there because he was out of my control, basically. He used to regularly come over to his home in Yavaland for weekends, and all seemed to be going well. At the time, he was involved romantically with a Lee Jackson living at Elton Avenue in Greenford in Middlesex. I expected an engagement. Then in August, I had to go away for a weekend, that fateful weekend, on some business. My daughter Carol, aged 18 at the time, was at home. I came back on Monday afternoon and received a telephone call from Newport Police to ask me if I... That's Newport Police, Isle of Wight, to ask me if I knew where Jeff was. I said he wasn't there. And if I'd just like to mention here, if only tagging was in operation at that time, perhaps this would have been a totally different story. On asking the police why they wanted him, they said it was in connection with a Dutch barn fire by the golf course and with access from Sandown School, the other entrance being near Lake Junior School. This again is on the Isle of Wight. I checked with my daughter, who said he had gone camping with two friends and had come in to get a few things to take. She didn't know the boys, who apparently were for the mainland. I told the police this, and from then on have had no news of Jeff, although I believe the police did search. They after told me that forensic had gone through the ashes and found nothing. This started the search for Jeff for me. I got in touch with the Salvation Army missing persons, who seemed to be able to help people, but they required £100 for the missing children's fund before they begin. Reasonable. However, not 6 weeks later, a letter came to say they were not going ahead as there was not any evidence. No return on my cheque, however. I wasn't impressed. Then I got in touch with Missing Persons in London, as at that time, the only organisation that dealt with missing people. I must say here that they have been most supportive, but with not much information, they have done their best, going so far later to put out an aged photo of Jeff, aged 40, which was so good, I thought it was my eldest son's photo. In fact, he told me he had been asked if he was Jeff. David himself, my oldest son, was in the police, and until recently, the police file was still open on Jeff. Southern Evening Echo ran the story, but from this day, from that day to this, despite offering a reward and confidentiality, Jeff has just vanished. I still believe his girlfriend knows more than she told police, because out of the blue in 2000, she phoned me. Why? She said to ask if I'd seen Jeff, but of course I hadn't. The police seemed to think he did not die in the fire. I was away in Spain on a short break, and a lady came up and said she was a medium. Now, I don't believe in mediums, but I listened. She said my aura was drawing her to me, and she asked if I had anything, if I had anything of the missing person. That time she did not know it was my son. I gave her a tie I always carried, and still do actually, and after a few minutes she said, "This person is dead. I see a shallow grave on an island. I live on the Isle of Wight." She didn't know this, and that two other persons were involved. There was a fight. When I said about the barn fire, she said that the fire was not the cause. Strange. I told the police, and it was only then I was shown the remains of the barn. Nothing and nobody has come forward of his friends, of which he had many, being a very happy boy and well-liked. What next? Only recently, I was contacted by Valerie Nettles, mother of another missing boy from the island, Damien, and was put in touch with the more recent persons group, missing persons group, Forever Searching. They, through the good services of Carmel James, have got up details of Jeff, and indeed all other missing persons, who were at the Anchor Pub at an evening for Damien, and in fact arranged for this radio link. On the kindness of Vectis Radio, who I thank for this opportunity, I hope Jeff is still alive, but after nearly 29 years, it is a slim hope, and I will never see my son again. I'd just like to say, sorry.
It's all right, take your time. Just take a breath. We got all day, honestly.
Thank you. Sorry, it's a little bit emotional.
Sure, of course it is.
I would just like to say that to any person, young or old, get in touch with Forever Searching, or Missing People, or Vectis Radio. It will never be revealed, your whereabouts, but it will ease the hearts of those you left behind. It doesn't matter why you left, you'll always be missed and loved by those, sorry,
it's okay.
Searching for you. I hope that you, my son Jeffrey, are happy and perhaps have a family. I wish you love and will miss you every day until I die. If you are alive, please get in touch. I am now living in Binstead near Ryde on the island. Perhaps you join the forces. Perhaps you are living abroad. Again, with the good services of Vectis Radio, I get this opportunity to reach out to a wider number of people. I just want to know you are alive, as do any of the other parents. And I'd like to just finish on saying, anyone who knew Jeff on the Isle of Wight so long ago or knows him now, please get in touch. He is in no trouble. Just want to see him. My email, if it's of any hope, is raallen@uwclub.net. And there's also, I haven't said actually, but Carmel James of Forever Searching has run two Facebook Ian?
Campaigns?
Yes, two Facebook campaigns that I've left with, I'm leaving with Ian. So you can actually go on to Facebook, Jeffrey Allen Missing, but I don't know if I've given Ian all the papers. I don't know whether he can put out the Facebook thing, but really that I'd just like to thank you again.
No problem. Do you want to just read out your email address again? Because obviously people might not have caught that.
Yeah.
Just read out that again. That's all right. No problem. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll chat some more. Okay.
Just get a bit.
Yeah, I would imagine there's a lot of people out there that would think, hey, hang on a minute, you've just been very brave. You've read like a long piece there, and there was a few cracks. but most people, I mean, would have been on their knees at the first sentence. So,
I've had a long time to try and contain myself. But again, some parents or some children only have one parent, as happened to me, because my husband died in 1966, age 31. So bringing up a child on your own, as people out there will know, it's very, very hard. So I didn't have anybody to fall back on. And I think the isolation of, you know, you keep your information to yourself because you don't want to inflict it on people continuously. So you put on your brave face and you just continue to hope. You think, right, I don't think he's lost his mind, sort of thing, because... You know, if you find somebody who says, I don't know who I am, what do? You take them to a doctor, you take them to a hospital, you take them somewhere. So I've discounted that. So he's either dead and can't come back, or is alive and I'll kill him when I find him, sort of thing. I wouldn't, of course. I'll hug him first. But no, it is you've got to live. What people out there in my situation know, you've got to live for the day, live it the best way you can, and perhaps live in hope.
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a quick break, come back and chat some more.
Okay.
It's you finish your tea as well. Right, this is Vectis Radio. We've been joined by Anne, who is mother of Geoffrey. Geoffrey Allen is same age as me, went missing in 1982, not been seen since. We were just going to recap the story. That's exactly what happened. Anne's in just to sort of bring it to your attention. If you know any details, then obviously don't hesitate to get in touch with Vectis Radio. So he went missing in 1982. You mentioned in the story that in the year 2000, Lee, yeah, his girlfriend,
yes,
actually got in touch with,
yes,
you.
Yes, phoned me
so
out 18, of the blue.
18 years, yeah, after.
And I said, well, do you know where Geoff is? And she said, oh, no, I'm in a different relationship, very quickly. You know, but why did she phone me?
Did you ask? I mean, did you, how long was the conversation?
Oh, about, say, 5 minutes, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, do you know where Geoff... No, I'm in a different relationship, you know.
You never found out why she actually phoned you? Out of the blue?
And I think my next... If I've through forever searching, I made friends with another lady, Denise, and I'm going to stay with her in her flat in London, in Isleworth, in the summer, and I shall go myself, which I should have done before, but I left it to the police because it's their job to ask for witnesses and get statements. That wasn't my job at that time. Maybe I should have gone, but, you know, I have faith in the police. And, you know, I suppose I could, looking back, I probably could have done more, but I still think that tagging's the answer.
Yeah, sure. But I don't know what to say. What numbers have we got? Let's just say, for instance, people can phone us, obviously, 527444, if they've got any details. I mean, Geoff went missing, just to recap, Geoff went missing from the island back in 1982. He used to go to boarding school.
Yes,
and also
a young school.
Sandown High School.
Sandown High School.
And I say there is a picture here. What we'll do is we'll put this on. Has this already been on Facebook, that picture?
Yes, it's on the papers that I gave you,
right. So
that Carmel from Forever Searching put up. There's two Facebooks that I would urge anybody. I don't know. I'm a complete idiot with computers, and all I can do is send straight emails. I can't even put a photograph on it. You know, I'm not technically minded, but. If people can just look at the Facebook, there's an age photograph of Geoff, there's his description, there's everything.
Okay,
you know?
What we'll do is we'll put this on Vectis Radio. We'll record the interview that we've done. We'll put it online so people can download. We'll push people towards the interview. The details are there, and if they can help, then obviously, spread the word, that'll be great. What's your email address again?
It's on there, RAAllen at uwclub.net.
uwclub.net. Okay. What if anybody can help?
I won't give a telephone number because, although most people are very good, I don't want to get calls that that I shouldn't have had.
Sure, of course you don't. Okay. Well, I wish you luck with it, and obviously we'll do our bit now. We've got all the details there, and we shall make it, a priority for the next month to sort of get this set out there so that people know.
Well, thank you again so very, very much.
No problem whatsoever. That's what we're here for. That's what any community radio station will do. I just look at you and I think you're such a brave lady. I can't imagine the pain and suffering you've had for 29 years. Yes. I mean, it's just incredible, and it just would be nice if there was some more help for people like yourself.
Oh, absolutely. You feel so alone, you know, but I would again ask, really, really much, I would ask people, please, people who are lost or whatever, get in touch, because the people you've left behind love you, no matter what.
Thanks for being there. Thanks for coming. We're going to get to the 11 o'clock news. That was Anne, who missing child since 1982. Think about it. Anything you've heard in the last 20 minutes, get in touch with us. 527 444. It's Human League, 11 o'clock news here very soon.